You're listening to Cannabis Health Radio. Here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Just a brief reminder, if you would like us to continue Cannabis Health Radio and hear the remarkable stories of people who have used cannabis for treatment of an acute or debilitating disease, then please go to the donate page on our website, cannabishealthradio.com. You can be a one-time donor or a monthly patron for as little as $3 a month, the price of a cup of coffee. If we get enough people contributing, we can continue bringing you these amazing stories about this amazing plant. If not, we will be forced to shut down Cannabis Health Radio. And for those who have contributed thus far, thank you once again for your contribution. Colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed in men and women in the United States and Canada. It is estimated that more than 60,000 people in those two countries will die from the disease this year. Our guest today is a woman who dealt with her colorectal cancer by embracing cannabis oil as part of her treatment. And joining us from Washington State is Mary. She doesn't want us to use her real name, which we respect, so we'll call her Mary. Mary, thanks very much for joining us. Good of you to do this.
Thank you so much, too. It's my pleasure.
What were some of the symptoms you were experiencing prior to your diagnosis?
Just a severe stomach pain and then blood in my stool. And then, of course, because of the pain, I've been having sleepless nights. Like, I've been taking tea to relieve the pain, but every other hour I used to wake up at night because of too much pain. And the frequency of going to the bathroom has been, it's very often. So it's like from 8 to 10 every day.
You went to the bathroom 8 to 10 times every day.
Yeah. And it has blood. So at first I was like, I thought it was diverticulitis, IBS, some people, because I was looked at by 4 different doctors. Every time I visit, there's 2 doctors that try to examine me, and they said, oh, you just take this. I think they give me omeprazole, something like that. I don't know what's that for, but they said it's for gas and stuff. They never give me other medicine at all, or never suggested that, oh, you should not eat this and that, but never. Just checked me and sent me home, and they said, you need to go for colonoscopy. So I called for a schedule for colonoscopy to the referral office, the doctor's office that they sent me to, but that was in June of 2015, but my schedule was like November. So I was suffering for like 5 months with all these symptoms, never knowing that I already had cancer in my body. So for 5 months with all the symptoms, blood and stuff, doctors never said anything. And I've been to an MRI and a scan too, but they were never diagnosed that I had that cancer until my colonoscopy in November 2015.
Okay, in June of 2015, you were scheduled for a colonoscopy, but you didn't get it until November of 2015. So you had 5 months of discomfort.
Yes, and that's true.
And after the colonoscopy, what did the doctors tell you?
He said that he told my husband that I have tumor of 5 to 8 cm in my colon rectal. It's called colorectal cancer.
So you had a tumor that was 5 to 8 centimeters, which is about 2 to 3 inches.
I don't know.
Yeah, stage 3, I believe it was.
Yeah, it was stage 3. Yeah. He said stage 3. So the first doctor, I visited the first doctor after the colonoscopy. He said that they need to take it out and I need to go for radiation and chemotherapy. And every time I go there, I got so nervous. My blood pressure is going up. So I was so stressed out. So I went to another doctor in downtown. And then it's the same thing. They suggested that I need to do radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery. But before that, I was told by a friend that I should start juicing. I should stop eating meat, stop eating sugar, rice, what else? Dairy. And so I followed that. When I started juicing, I really felt great. And the stomach pain has subsided a little bit. But then I'm not contented with that. So I keep looking on the website, on the internet. There I found about the cannabis oil.
And where did you get your cannabis oil? Can you say?
Sure. First, my husband has already a medical card because he had back pain. And he was already, not all the time, but he just had medical card. So he went to one of the dispensary here by our place. He just asked for cannabis oil, and we didn't know about the difference between sativa and the indica because it was just like today I read it on YouTube, and then my husband said, okay, let's go buy it and try it. And at first he gave me like a one whole grain amount, and I got high, and so it was like the first time I had that. It was the first day of my radiation too, so I never went to my second day of radiation because I got so high. And whoops. I think the oil was sativa.
So you got too high and you missed your radiation treatment.
Yeah,
that was probably a sign right there, Mary.
Yeah, just then my cousin was called by the doctor's office because I did not show up, and my cousin was crying. You have to fight because you know you have to fight. But she didn't know that I was really high. that I didn't go. So, but the following day, which is the third day, I went again, and then my husband, we found out about the indica part, you know, that it will make me sleep and stuff. So I started really a little bit, three times a day. And boy, I eat a lot. I was able to do my job right after semi-origination is 11. And then I go home at 12. I eat my lunch. I go to bed. I take a nap because I took another dose of oil. And like right about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I went around and I'm out and about again.
Wow.
To do my job. And my friends were surprised. Oh my gosh. The friends that knows about my condition, that I've been going to treatment. And they said, oh my gosh, you are really, you don't look like you have that or you're undergoing that kind of treatment. So, and my doctor even keep asking because every week I go to see him, oncologist, and he said, oh, are you nauseated? Are you vomiting? And I said, no, doctor. So, oh, I will give you nausea pills. And I said, okay, but I never opened that until now. I don't know where is it.
So
because I never took it.
You were undergoing radiation treatments while you were taking your cannabis oil. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's sounding like your oncologist was quite surprised that you weren't having these side effects.
Yeah. So he gave me a nausea medicine, but I said, I took it, but I never drink it. Or there were times too, because I was on a chemo pills too. Imagine 3,000 milligram a day.
Ooh.
Yeah, so 1,005 every morning and 1,005 milligram in the evening. So I said, oh my gosh, this is not good for my kidney. So liver, so sometimes I skipped it. And, you know, that's it. I didn't take all of the chemo pills.
So
I just went to the radiation.
You were on both chemo and radiation while you were taking your cannabis oil, and the radiation didn't make you sick, and the chemo, as we all know, is not great physically on your body. Mm-mm. And so you took them sporadically. Is that right?
I cheated.
How many pills would you say you took of the chemo?
Three each dose, like 500 milligram each. So he told me to take 3 in the morning and 3 in the evening.
And how many were you taking? How many did you actually take?
For one day?
No,
you mean overall?
It was like when I started my radiation, to the end of my radiation, like 5 weeks. I just don't take it only on weekends where I don't have radiation.
Okay.
So I have 5 days of radiation, so that's 5 days, 3,000 milligram each day.
Now, when you were taking your cannabis oil, did you feel any better?
Of course.
Yeah.
Way, way better. Way better. The stomach pain was gone. And, oh my gosh, I have energy. I eat a lot. I lose a little bit of weight. I was like 135 to like 120, 22, something like that.
Oh, that's not too bad at all.
Mm-hmm. But I think because I'm petite, so my normal weight is like 115.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's stabilized there. So, but I eat good. Of course, only veggies and fish. That's all I eat. No rice, no sugar, no bread, no meat. That's it.
Like many other cancer patients that we've talked to, you changed your diet, which assisted you and helped your body.
And took a lot of multivitamins too.
Right.
All kinds of multivitamins and good diet, exercise. And also I drink like lemongrass with ginger. I also drink boil, the guayabano soursop leaves, you know, back in our back home.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, you know, suggestions that they said they're taking that, they're drinking that to also help.
Yeah, to combat cancer. I know that's pretty well known.
Yeah.
So fast forward 7 weeks later, Marian, you're finished with your radiation. What happens then?
Oh, the doctor, after the that's 5 weeks, the doctor called me to the office, the surgeon, and they prepare me for surgery. So that's like 5 weeks. On the eighth week, I went back to the surgeon, and she said that I need to get a surgery. They need to take it out.
So what was the surgery going to entail?
Oh, the surgery is going to, I will have a temporary
colostomy
bag.
Right.
Yes. And that, I'm so scared, and I don't like to do that because I have been praying for a decision because I really felt great that time. So it's like, I'm not sick anymore. And then I have a friend who had the same problem with me 4 years ago, and she had a surgery, and I asked her, what is the side effect? And she said that, you know, I never had this surgery. I said, why? Because she said it completely changed my life. I said, in what way? You know, the visiting to the bathroom part, that's her problem all the mm-hmm. time. Even if this is after 4 years, her surgery, right?
Wow, so it's still going on.
Yeah, because I've been praying for like for guidance. I met her accidentally at the mall 3 days before my scheduled surgery because I was going to go for surgery. But I just scheduled it, but part of me doesn't want to go and doesn't want to go for surgery. I just keep praying. So I went to the mall, and then I, you know, I just met her there, and I asked her about her surgery 4 years ago, and that's what she told me. And so I took it as a sign. You know, my job is like I'm on the road all the time. So what am I going to do? I'm going to tell my clients, oh, let's stop here because I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I can't do that. So I said, you know, since I have heard about a lot about cannabis cures cancer. I saw your video. I saw a lot of videos, and I even got help from my brothers to help me research, and they all agreed that, you know, you should go because there's a lot of people who claim that they felt better, they, you know, because of that. And I myself know that cannabis really helped me a lot, because my sleep also at night, man, it's like I sleep like a baby every night. Then after that radiation, which is the sixth week, that's when I started the SOPO, the suppository.
Okay.
So you were taking your suppositories, and was your tumor shrinking at all over this period?
I believe so, but I don't follow the protocol, the right protocol. I don't take up to a gram a day.
Well, you were trying to take a gram a day, right? Even Corey didn't take, you didn't work up to 60 grams in 90 days, did you?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, so it was just like not that much. So I took it morning and night, but I think I was, this is the reason why I want to get interviewed too, because like I want to tell whoever is using this, they really have to follow the protocol. But it doesn't mean that if you don't, you don't see the results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Often you just see less of a result or whatever. So you've seen your doctor. The doctor said he wants you to go and have the surgery done. Mm-hmm. Did you go get a second opinion, or what did you do after that?
My oncologist of the same hospital sent me to another surgeon, and that surgeon is even worse. He scared me to death. Mm. He said, "You need to take it out, or you're gonna die, and it's gonna be a painful death."
Oh, jeez.
That's scary.
That's a threat. Yeah. Well, I was told the same thing. Not that it was gonna be painful, but that I was gonna die. So. Yes. So what did you do next then?
So I just refused that first surgery and just keep visiting the oncologist. He did a scan, he did some blood tests, and he never said that it's progressing. We're not even talking about my tumors anymore. We were even talking about the real estate market and stuff like that. And then I asked him, what the last time was like September, right after I came back from my place. I went to see him again. He did a scan. He did the blood test. And he said everything looks good. But he wants me to come back and see him again, like after 3 months, which is like last December 9. But I think, I don't know what did I eat or so, but I had constipation, and I saw blood again on my stool, which is not a lot. It's just like, you know, it's not that much. It's just like when I use the toilet paper, stuff like that.
But when you've gone through what you've gone through, anything like that's really scary.
Yeah. December 9, I went to see the oncologist, and he said that I should see the surgeon again. I was scheduled December 15 to see the surgeon, and the same surgeon who told me that you're going to die and it's going to be a painful death told me that you really need to get this out. And I ask him, what is my chances? And he goes, if you go for surgery now, your chances is only 50-50. If you did it before, right after your radiation, it was 60-80. And so I said, well, if it's 50-50, then I'll have my permanent colostomy bag. Mm-hmm. And I feel better. I feel good right now. I'm walking. I'm doing my job. I'm being normal. Why would I go for a surgery? Same thing with my brothers and sisters. They told me, why would you go for a surgery when you feel better? He ordered for an MRI test. That was December 21 of last year. And he, in the MRI, it was said that it's only 4 cm tumor. And then they scheduled me for another PET scan December 29, a week after that. But I pushed it to the January 5th because I want to. But I think, let me go back to like December 9. That's when, after we came out from the hospital, Corey, that's when I called you.
Right.
Me and my husband called you. We were driving home.
I remember.
That was this December 9. And then that's when you ask me, how much do you take, who is making your oil, and what kind of strains are you making out of it. So that was only one strain, all the same, and all CBD, because I said no THC. So maybe my research is not good enough that I need to do. And that's when you suggested I should take high THC strains and use three different strains in making the oil. After that, December 10, me and my husband started doing what you told us.
Right.
And during my MRI on December 21st, that's when the report says no mets, no evidence of metastasis, and the tumor is like 4 cm.
Right.
So fast forward January 5th, because I pushed the schedule for my PET scan. That was January 5th, Thursday. I waited the following day. If the doctor calls me, I never get a call until a week after January 5th. That's when I received the email. And I saw that there's no mets and the tumor is only 1.8. 2 weeks' time, baby.
2 weeks' time. So, Mary, you know, that's, pardon my French, freaking amazing. You go from a 4 cm tumor.
Yes.
Showing on December 21st to, yes, what was it, the 5th of January, where your tumor is now only 1.8 centimeters.
Yes.
So that is absolutely amazing, because 4 centimeters, there's 2.5 centimeters to an inch. So you've got about an inch and a half tumor.
I know.
And it goes to less than half an inch. Well, about a half an inch. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, because I followed the right protocol this time.
So you need a high THC and multiple strains. Is it?
Yes.
Corey, does it matter how many strains, as long as there are multiple strains?
No, it doesn't matter how many. I just know that when I was in Prague, and certainly even before Prague, what I started noticing, and then when I talked to other people, it was the same thing, that we're seeing more success when people are using a variety of strains versus one strain. Now, for some people, they hit the right strain, and it works just fine.
Yeah.
But for, you know, it's kind of like you're covering all your bases, because different plants have different levels of different cannabinoids in them. So, you know, you combine, say, 2 or 3, you've got a more overall, kind of like overall coverage or whatever.
So, Mary, the mistake, I shouldn't really describe it as a mistake, but when you first started taking it, you had high CBD instead of high THC, and THC kills cancer.
Yes, that's high CBD only.
Yeah.
Not because I keep telling my husband, you should get the CBD. I didn't know about THC. So, but still, you know, I feel better. My doctor, my oncologist, like said, oh, you're okay, you're okay. That's, I don't know. So he said only that when he when I told him, oh, I got a little blood in my stool, and said, okay, money, go to the surgery.
And we will change your life on a permanent basis.
That's right.
Yeah, so money, let's go to the surgery. So I said, and that's it. So I am right now, I'm still doing the same and an even more strict diet. Like really, really, you know, not even bread, not even small dairy or something. Because I wanted to, and I'm right now I'm looking for another oncologist, and then after a month probably I'll go another scan, and I know that it's going to be done.
Well, I tell you, if you see the progress that you saw in that couple of weeks, I mean that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's darn impressive. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. My surgeon said, sorry to tell you about this before the holiday. That was like December 15th. Mm. I'm sorry to tell you about this, but if you're not going to do it, you're going to die and it's going to be a painful death.
What a nice uplifting fellow.
Very good. Very
I'm
good
sure
doctor.
He meant well, but...
Well, it'll be a painful death to his bank account if people start to refuse surgery and chemo radiation. Well, January 5th of this year, your tumor was 1.8 centimeters, so you wait another month, and that sucker might be gone.
It might be gone now.
Yeah.
It might even be gone now. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Might be gone now, because I've been feeding him a lot.
Yeah, so, Mary, how do you feel?
Great. I'm normal.
Yeah.
Like my, okay, when I was using a little bit of cannabis oil during last year, I was down from, remember I told you 8 to 10? I was down to 8 times going to the, I was down to 6 going to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started noticing down to 4, down to 2.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So I think that's the symptoms of having colorectal has been going to the bathroom all the time.
Well,
right, Corey?
Certainly what was showing for you was a symptom. Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah. I had that too, actually, when I think about it now.
Corey, what's the difference between your anal canal cancer and Mary's colorectal cancer?
The cancer that I had, anal canal cancer, is a squamous cell carcinoma. And what Mary has is an adenocarcinoma.
Okay.
It's further up the digestive tract.
Okay, Mary's is further up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is good news, Mary. How does your family feel about this?
My family is very supportive about it.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my brother to help me. And I even right now, I think... Like middle of last year, when I started feeling better, I started sharing the
what you were doing.
Yeah, I started sharing with friends about the cannabis oil, and most of them, they said, oh, we were wondering, yeah, you don't look like you have that, you know, I don't look like sick, according to them.
You don't look like somebody who's going through radiation.
Yeah, and then they said my skin got brighter. You know, I have a lot of energy. I remember before I was diagnosed, it's like every 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I really need to take a nap because I was so tired. I got so fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
But starting using this oil, oh my gosh. I'm like up and about the whole day.
Have you talked to your friend since you've been taking cannabis oil who had the surgery and regretted it?
Yeah, I told her about it. I told her that I am using this cannabis oil. She's one of those who really believe in doctors. I have even a close friend who is a doctor that I never told her. Because I know she's, you need to go to surgery because blah, blah, blah. So those people that push me to go for a surgery, goodbye. And for those who are supporting me and saw my progress and saw my daily activities, how I am every day, you know, this, I stick with them.
Well, the choice is you can carry around a vial of cannabis oil or a colostomy bag. Which do you prefer? Right?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I don't like colostomy bag. So I can't imagine me, 52 years old, like having that with me. It's like, no, not yet.
Well, you know.
Not ever.
Certainly,
not ever.
Certainly if you're able to avoid it, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's great.
But probably if I didn't know about cannabis oil and about, you know, thanks to the internet, that
thanks to the internet, but also thank you to yourself for, you know, stepping outside the box and looking, getting online and being proactive.
Yeah.
You know, and looking for alternatives.
Yeah.
You know, Mary, there's a lot of information out there, and some people don't want to accept it, like your friend who has the colostomy bag now.
Yeah. So she doesn't want to do it. So but she was the one who helped me with my decision. Why? Because she said that, you know, it has changed her life completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, no, I don't want to change my life completely. And I feel better with this miracle plant. So I'll stick with it. So I stick with it for a year. But look what happened. It's like it never grew. It was just there. But and then after that little symptoms, and then thanks God, Corey, thank you for responding to my call at that time.
You're so welcome.
And we were able to correct the little, you know, imperfections that we did by using the kind of using this oil. So it has to be the proper protocol in order for it to work. So high THC kills cancer.
Mary, it's good to hear that you're on the road to recovery. And another month, you will be fine if you're not fine already. And it was good. Do you want to say anything in conclusion to people who are listening?
Yes. Well, cannabis cures cancer, guys. So you have to really believe in it. Of course, you have to accompany it with diet, no meat, no the proper diet, and a lot of supplements to good exercise and lead a non-stressful life. So that's one thing too that I try to avoid, not to be stressed out with small things or big things. So just believe, and of course, what I did too is like a lot of prayers and meditation every day.
Yeah, that's great.
Mary,
pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much, and good health to you.
Thank you,
Mary.
Thank you so much.
We so appreciate you sharing your story.
Okay, I'll let you know, Corey, after a month.
Yes, please do. Absolutely,
okay.
Please do.
Thank you, Ian.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
And that's it for another edition of Cannabis Health Radio. Wherever you are in the world, thanks very much for listening.
You've been listening to the Cannabis Health Radio podcast. Visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.